Welcome. I'm Tim. I'm an addict. I'm the chair of your world board. Welcome to today's web meeting on the topic of attracting members to service. And we would like to begin today with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer. Moment silence, please. And for those that would wish to join me, we'll do the serenity prayer in the we version. God, grant us
the serenity to accept the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thanks, everyone. So this meeting is being simultaneously translated into Farsi, French, Portuguese, and Spanish. A huge thank you to our translators. We're also streaming today's meeting on YouTube. The link to the YouTube is posted on NOR's webinar page, www.na.org/webinar, and in the chat for this meeting. So thanks to all our translators for your service today. Now that we can all hear it in our own language, Lib from the World Board is going to start us off with a reading from step 12 in It Works How and Why. Lib.
No, my heart am I. Welcome, everybody. My name's Lib. I'm an addict. It Works How and Why, step 12. When being of service in program in the same way we were helped when new. Some of us whose first contact with NA was through the area phone line have found it rewarding to serve on the phone line ourselves. Others have been drawn to hospitals and institutions service work because we first heard the message of NA in a jail or hospital. Whatever form of service we choose to be involved in, we do so with our primary purpose of carrying the message in mind. Now, we must ask ourselves, just what is the message we're trying to carry? Is it that we never have to use drugs again? Is it that through recovery, we cease being likely candidates for jails, institutions, and an early death? Is it the hope that an addict, any addict, can recover from the disease of addiction? Well, it's all of this and more. The message we carry is that by practicing the principles contained within the 12 steps, we have had a spiritual awakening. Whatever that means for each of us is the message we carry to those seeking recovery. Kia ora, thanks.
Thank you, Lib. So before we hand the meeting over to today's panelists, we want to share a few updates with you. More detailed information about all these and much more can be found in the current issue of NOR's News, which is posted here, www.na.org/NOR's News. The main thing that's happening here at NOR's is preparing for the World Service Conference in 5 weeks. This will be a short interim conference to handle essential business and to make a decision about the new Spiritual Principle of Day meditation book. All the information about the WSC is posted at www.na.org. Virtual conference again this year, but we're hoping that we'll be able to meet in person next year if conditions allow it. We will be streaming the conference sessions on YouTube. Again, so interested members can observe. We also have a survey posted at www.na.org/survey to gather your thoughts about possible revisions to our IP number 21, the loaner. This project was approved at the 2020 Virtual World Service Conference, but resources have only just allowed us to begin the process. The survey will be available until the end of August. Please share your thoughts and experience to help shape this project. And we continue to work towards our long-term self-support goal of member contributions covering at least 70% of the expense. We are seeing a downward trend in the number of recurring contributions. We see these as the most sustainable means of funding services provided by NA World Services in the future, and hope you'll consider helping us to reverse that trend. We're still well over halfway to our goal, but are asking all NA members to continue supporting NORS by setting up recurring contributions here at www.na.org/contribute. And if you're one of the members that's already done this, thank you. And some of you may be aware, we've introduced a way to send an electronic card to another member to let them know you've made a contribution in their honour. This is a great way to celebrate a clean time anniversary. Thank your sponsor. We've added two new cards, which can be found by clicking on the Send Some Love link at www.na.org/contribute. New cards express thanks for someone's service and celebrate unity, and they're there on your screens. So we also have a new way for members who are residing in the US to contribute directly to NA World Services. If you text the word VISION to the number 801801, you'll get a link that takes you right to our contributions page, www.na.org/give. We're trying this new method because it may be more convenient for members in meeting on mobile devices, and it's easy to announce in meetings and events. If we find a similar method for members that, like myself, that don't live in the US, we will let you know. So finally, with our updates, we're about to post the final review draft of the virtual meeting basics, which has been in development for some time. This new piece of board-approved service material contains a wide range of fellowships experience of best practices for virtual NA meetings. Check this page regularly at www.na.org/toolbox or subscribe to our emails for updates. To find out when it's posted, we currently have input drafted posted until the final review draft is ready. So if you aren't receiving regular emails from us, we encourage you to sign up here at www.na.org/subscribe. We promise we won't bombard you with spam. This is a great way to stay updated on what's happening in NA World Services. Okay, so I'll just give a couple of quick product updates. We also have 60th anniversary white coming this month, and also the electronic version of Just for Today, which is available from the same suppliers as our other ebooks. The links can be found in www.na.org/elit. And don't forget, we're selling grab bags of merchandise from previous conventions. The bag costs $25 and contains around $50 worth of merchandise. They're great for auction events at if you're interested. The search item is number 1001 in our web stores. Okay, so for today's meeting, we have asked five communities to share their experience with us attracting members to NA service. We have seen the struggles that many NA groups and service bodies have experienced over the past 2 years with providing services, and we've heard from an increasing number of service bodies that are struggling with fewer people to fill positions or work on projects. Our panellists are going to share about some of their ideas they have been putting into practice in their groups and service bodies to attract members back to service. As with previous webinars, we will post a report summarising today's webinar and the audio recordings to the virtual meeting page at www.na.org/virtual. sometime after the meeting. First, we'll hear from Amanda and Sydney. Sydney, who are going to talk about the multi-zonal service symposium and the approach they took to building a team to deliver this event. Over to you, Amanda and Sydney.
My name's Amanda. I'm an addict. I live in Omaha, Nebraska, which is in the middle of the United States of America. I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm really nervous. I've not spoken in front of 269 people since before COVID, and I've never been on this participants page webinar before. This didn't exist when I was a regional delegate. So like this whole thing is just exceptionally exciting to me to see this happening in this virtual form. Like Nick was talking about, we evolve. Anyway, so I'm going to talk about the multi-zonal service symposium, how we kind of came to be. And it is basically a service learning day weekend that we have somewhere in the middle of the United States. And I'll get a little bit more into that in a minute. But we didn't have this until the first one we had was in 2014. Since then, with the exception of 2020, we bumped it to 2021. I'm going to give you a little bit about my experience and inspiration for being drawn to this type of service. I used to live in on the east side of Iowa. And, hello. I'm seeing some old faces. I was an RCM in 2006, and my regional delegate at our regional quarterly business meeting said, "Hey, you guys, NAS is going to be doing a worldwide workshop in Lincoln, Nebraska," which was 5 hours from where I live, drive time. "And you should go," he said. "Everybody should go in the United States, probably ever again." Like, that's how he's like, you know, once in a lifetime experience, you go do this. And so me and a couple other friends were like, "We should go." And so we went. And it was mostly regional delegates that were funded to go to this worldwide workshop in 2006 in the middle of the United States, and some random people that drove like us. And they did. Anthony was there, and I don't know who else. Anyway, some, NAS staff, some board members. I didn't know anybody. Anyway, so it was like kind of a little bit of a starstruck. I get to see all these people. Like, there was delegates from Hawaii. I was like, whoa, this is important stuff. It gave me a lot of inspiration and passion just to see people coming together from all over the United States. There was a couple of folks from Canada that came down, and it was just really incredible. And it was like probably 250 people. And it felt very intimate. I didn't know very many people. It was the first time I had done like small group, large group workshop things. We did the Building Strong Home Groups workshop. And my area was pretty much falling apart at that time. And so we took that workshop back, did it, and like we really got people involved and started doing a bunch more stuff. And it was just like, to have three of us women from Eastern Iowa roll up over there, get this inspiration, a group of people, you know, like we're passionate about what we're doing. And serving Narcotics Anonymous and carrying the message. And it just instilled this fire in me that, like, we could do more over in my little area. And so anyways, that's my precursor to multi-zonal. Fast forward to like 2012, I'm a regional delegate standing in line at the Starbucks, at the Marriott, at the service conference. And there's several of us in line going, why don't we have these workshops in our zone, in the middle of the US? Like, there's the Florida Service Symposium, there's Marlikna that happens up in the Eastern United States, there's the Western Service Learning Days that happens every. Like, why can't we do something like that? So that was like the little spark and fire of like, why don't we talk to some folks? So basically, I'm going to say like the number one thing for instilling attraction to service is my personal step work. Like, you guys look so attractive to me when you're practicing spiritual principles and like your step process in service, right? So like, that's for me so attractive. And so I need to practice that also. So that's a little sidebar, but it really helps our work group work. So anyways, we reached out to 26 regions and said, hey, can we do this? And so it was the Plain States Zonal Forum, the Southern Zonal Forum, and the Midwest Zonal Forum. We put together a proposal that went to all three zones, which then went to all 26 regions, their areas, their groups, back down to zone. And said, hey, can we do this service symposium every 2 years? We'll rotate it through the three zones. So every 2 years, a different zone hosts and decides what community is going to be the best fit for this symposium to happen. So, okay, I'm already at 7 minutes. Crap. You guys. So anyway, Cindy's going to like help me wrap up some stuff, whatever I miss. And we made a work group that met virtually. So some of us had met each other in person. Some of us never met each other in person until we convened in St. Louis, Missouri in 2014 for the first multi-zonal service symposium. And it was basically a weekend of workshops for all levels of service. And so then we had workshops for IT people. Like, we started, you know, it was kind of around like the BMLT was around, but not that many people were involved with it. So it was a way to get other people learning how to do, how to be a web person, how to, you know, get involved in public relations, hospitals and institutions. Workshops for delegates, how to give reports, anything you could think of. One of the probably number one things to getting people involved in service is asking them. And so whether it was like my regional delegate saying, you need to go to this worldwide workshop, it could have been us saying, we want you involved in going to St. Louis. It could be, are you good at arts and graphics? We need a work group member for arts and graphics. It could have been, like, we had probably, I don't know, 80 presenters every time. So we have to find people that are good at public relations and good at giving a presentation, matching talent to task, asking people. And then also asking people that wouldn't volunteer because they don't have the confidence in themselves, but they're good at something. And so sometimes just asking gives somebody the confidence. Really? I can do that? You want me? You know? And so that is like really just super helpful. But it can, so it can be on an individual level or reaching out to a whole area, a whole region, a whole committee, whatever. I think I am going to turn it over to Cindy to share whatever else we need to get in for you.
Thank you, Amanda. So I'll just touch on a few touch points that we had listed to make sure that we showed about why our this event was has been successful and has attracted a lot of people to serve. One of the main things is I think that our work group had a clear purpose and our event had a clear purpose. And we spoke of that often. And its purpose was to inspire other people and share with them the joy of service. So when we would frequently meet, and we kept that kind of at the forefront during our meeting, and it kept us focused on why we were here, and we talked about it a lot. You know, we would ask people, what do you need, instead of just trying to tell them what they needed. So people were inspired to come and to serve on the work group because there was a need that they felt was being fulfilled. And I think that was a lot of why it was successful. So the final thing I'll share on why the work group has been successful is because of we have a wide variety of members that participate that have been there from the beginning. And then a good portion that have come in over the last several years, and then a lot of new people every year. So there's a lot of rotation and mentorship. We have a good organizational tool that's a handoff to the next work group, so they're just not flying in the dark. And we have a structured timeline that makes it easier for new people to come in and fulfill those commitments. And the easier that we can make it be to serve, the more attractive it is, the more fun it is, the more successful it is. And so, you know, we pass along with every committee the successes and the items that need to be changed or updated for the next work group, for the next event. So we're flexible in that too. So I think work group attractive to people to continue to serve in and make the event attractive itself. Thanks for letting us share.
I'm just going to give a couple of shout outs. We've got about 300 odd people that have logged on, but in those log-ons, the Colombian RSC are here, so a big welcome to them. There's around 100 members. And also the Florida TSR Assembly. Big hi to you guys. I'm not sure how many are there, but it seems like quite a lot. So thank you. Okay, next we're going to ask Katie in Florida to share about the efforts of the Sunshine Sisters group she helped to start and its focus on welcoming and involving new members. Over to you, Katie.
Okay, thank you so much, Tim. I'm Katie. I'm an addict. I want to thank all of you who participated in making this a successful event. There's 300 people on today, which is and how to encourage people into service. I would say that the perspective that I came to talk a little bit about today is the virtual worldwide community. Last year, I had, I had the honor of joining a 24-hour platform. We had meetings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and this was a lot of people to get involved in service around the clock. And obviously, you have to get people excited in what they're being a part of. One of the things that we saw being on meetings 24 hours a day was miraculous, incredibly inspiring stories of hope, stories of people getting clean that had never been able to get a day or two clean. And now they started celebrating lengths of clean time. And we were watching this play out on a daily basis. And it was incredible. And joined NA was in 2007. And the positions at my home group were very traditional. We had a chair, a secretary, a treasurer, and a coffee maker for the most part, possibly a greeter. But if you didn't have a certain personality, you still could be a group secretary. And that wasn't a huge part of the involvement in people serving. But what we found with the virtual community was that the host personalities and the co-host personality be more of a larger, exciting personalities that people wanted to come back to the meeting. And this was unique because it meant that there was more involved than just a willingness to serve. There was also a certain personality type that would fit the mold for these types of service commitments. So we started seeking out personalities that would engage with the people that were attending the meetings. And our meetings averaged between 150 at times, 200 people for a regular NA meeting. Phenomenal. And I started sponsoring, taking on more sponsees during that time. And some of you may have heard the expression, getting clean on the screen. So I personally have witnessed these women celebrating, and men celebrating a year, 14 months, 2 years, almost 3 years now, having only participated in virtual meetings. So that was something that I wanted to share about how from that platform evolved a lot of break-off groups. And one of those groups was the meeting that we created. And one of the things that we found was that having an attractive flyer is something that's very important, because people respond better that we've found to meeting attendance when your flyer was very attractive. So one of the things that we did in the beginning was we reached out to the members of the group and asked if they had graphic service, if they have graphic type skills. So whereas in the past, as I mentioned, the service positions were very traditional, now we were creating all different to get a lot of people involved in a group meeting space that was a little bit outside the box. And so we had the host position, which was one in which we would, that personality needs to be welcoming and exciting and engaging and Sunshine Sisters, you know, that was our excitement. And then we also had the co-host, and the co-host needed to be tech savvy and screen share and do this type of thing. And so this is a different type of platform and a service position. And when involved, rather than saying, well, you'll need to wait for the next cycle of, you know, traditional positions, we started creating positions. So we created a PR position, and this person was solely responsible for posting on Facebook, which, to share with all of you, in our experience, Facebook is an excellent vessel for communicating information. That's right, Nick, right? To communicate information, right? So we have found that a lot of people, especially during the pandemic and now, were going to Facebook as a main platform to find our flyer to be attractive. We knew that we needed to post our meeting regularly. So our PR position, they post our flyer and our meeting information in approximately 250 Facebook groups per week. And obviously that's a lot of work, but we found that today, again, people are more tech savvy and they're on their phone all the time anyway. And so they said, you know, I can sit there and post for an hour. I can post for 2 hours. And then we had another young woman who wanted to get involved in PR. And so we created a PR2 position. And takes, 75 groups. And we went from there. And when, we had, and so anyone that wanted to get involved, if they had a specific thing that they enjoyed, whether if it was graphics or if it was posting or if it was we have someone that reaches, we keep a, sorry, I don't want to go too fast. we keep a email list of all of the people who's ever attended our group. So we have a person who regularly reconnects, thank you, regularly reconnects with these people and reaches out to them using technology via email or text message and says, you know, hey, we haven't seen you in a few weeks. And, you know, we want to get involved in service when they feel that they bring something to the table, that they have value and that we need them to serve. It's just finding whatever their lane is that they can use their creative outlet. And if we don't have a position for their outlet, we'll make one. And, you know, I know that this sounds a little, you know, maybe not as conservative, but what we've found is that NA in this world today, much differently than when I first got clean, is very fluid. And it's not as cookie cutter as allowing, you know, this, as long, of course, as long as we're, you know, abiding within traditions, but we're encouraging people to find their gifts, find their niche, and to come out and be a part of the group. And we've had huge success with this meeting. And again, you know, I'll give an example. One of my sponsees lives in Truro, Nova Scotia, and they have one meeting in that town once a week. The nearest meeting is almost an hour away, the next nearest meeting. And so she hadn't been able to stay clean since she was 13 years old. She's 27. And now yesterday, she found the meeting through a suicide. It is a miracle. Through a suicide hotline, and they connected her to the Zoom platform, and she goes to hundreds of meetings and she serves all over the place, and it's phenomenal. So I hope that I brought some, you know, a little bit of a different type of thing that's very exciting in NA now. And I'm very grateful to be a part of it. And I want to thank you again for having me here today. I hope I spoke slowly. And thank you again, Nick, for having me share. And you know, I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Katie. Great job. And I have heard your sponsee share before, and she brought me to tears, I tell you that. It was very inspirational stuff. Thank you. From Costa Rica to join us to share some of her experience with service in their vibrant NA community. Up to you, Gabby.
Mi nombre es Gabby, adicta en proceso de recuperación. Soy de la región de Costa Rica. Les decía que para mí es un verdadero placer estar acá, poder compartir mi experiencia y la experiencia de mi región.
My name is Gabby. My name is Gabby and I'm an addict. I'm the current regional delegate for Costa Rica. And I just want to share that it's an honor and a privilege to be here sharing about this topic.
Gracias, Nick, por la oportunidad de compartir esta experiencia.
Thanks a lot for allowing me to share this experience.
¿Cómo atraer miembros al servicio? Les compartimos la experiencia de Costa Rica.
Now we will be sharing the experience in Costa Rica regarding how to attract members to service.
Si gustas, puedes pasar a la siguiente filmina.
Next slide, please.
Este es un tema de debate del ciclo 2018-2020, desarrollado en nuestra clana 2019, la cual se llevó a cabo en nuestra región Costa Rica. Este tema fue impartido por nuestro trabajador especializado de la Junta Mundial, la tesorera del Comité Ejecutivo de la Junta Mundial y un miembro de la Junta Mundial. El aprendizaje, el cual sigo transmitiendo hasta el día de hoy como delegada regional, para mí fue el siguiente: que todos los miembros se sientan valorados, escuchar a todos los miembros, brindar información e inspirarlos a participar en el servicio, incorporar nuestra visión para el servicio en nuestros talleres. La empatía y la gratitud llegaron a mi vida a través de esto que ustedes me enseñaron. Muchos hicieron servicio para que yo recibiera nuestro mensaje. ¿Qué hago yo hoy para que otros reciban nuestro mensaje?
This attracting members to service IDT workshop was facilitated in our Latin American convention in 2018, which was held in a region of Costa Rica. It was facilitated by NAS staff member, the World Board EC treasurer, and World Board member. This is my learning experience that I would like to share with you today as regional delegate, that all members feel that they are being valued, listening to all members, service, incorporate our vision for service in our workshops, empathy and gratitude. Many people were of service in order for me to receive our message. What do I do today so others can receive our message?
Estos son los tres servidores que mencioné anteriormente. Gracias por lo que me enseñaron en el 2019.
These are one of the three members whom I was speaking about before. Thanks a lot for teaching me.
Podemos pasar a la siguiente línea. Línea telefónica. Es uno de los comités de la región Costa Rica. ¿Qué hacemos desde línea telefónica para atraer? Muchos informativos para atraer nuevos servidores, los cuales pasan constantemente a los diferentes chats de servicio, especialmente al chat de RCGs. Para este 2022, en su plan de trabajo presentado en la conferencia de planificación enero 2022, se incorporó la visita a grupos y la realización de talleres en los grupos para compartir la visión y la misión del comité y a la vez reforzar la importancia de dicho servicio.
These are some of the tools that we have made to allow this to happen. We make informative posters to attract new trusted servants, which are sent to different service chats, mainly to the GSR chat. For 2022, in its work plan, which was presented at the planning conference in January 2022, we incorporated visiting groups and holding workshops in groups to share the vision and mission of the committee, and at the same time, reinforce the importance of such service.
Podemos pasar a lo siguiente. Desde el Comité de Relaciones Públicas hay algo interesante Cuando este compañero recibió el servicio como vicecoordinador, habían tres servidores en ese momento. Luego quedó solo con un servidor. No había coordinador en este comité. Actualmente, como coordinador de relaciones públicas, empezó a acercarse a los grupos con este compañero, realizando los talleres de la estructura del paraguas, compartiendo nuestra visión y misión. Visiteos constantes a los grupos. Y hoy, actualmente, cuentan con 10 servidores y ya tienen una vicecoordinadora.
Public relations. When I became vice chair, there were 3 trusted servants in this committee, and then I was left with only 1 trusted servant. We didn't have a PR chair. As PR chair, I began reaching out to the groups with a fellow member, facilitating workshops on the umbrella structure concept. We visited the GSFs, we facilitated workshops, and we shared our vision and mission. We frequently visit groups, and currently we have 10 trusted servants, and we also have a vice chair in the PR committee.
Puedes pasar a la siguiente. Desde hospitales e instituciones se realiza un taller cada 2 meses en los diferentes grupos de la región. El acompañamiento por parte del coordinador y el vicecoordinador de HI en la primera visita de los nuevos servidores es algo bastante atrayente. El visiteo constante a los grupos y actualmente nuestra región cuenta con 65 servidores en este comité.
As part of the HI efforts, we facilitate a workshop every 2 months in the different groups of the region. Participation of the HNI chair and vice chair during the first visit by the new trusted servants. We constantly visit groups. And as of right now, we have 65 trusted servants in HNI committee.
Región Costa Rica, desarrollo de la confraternidad tiene 1 año de estar en nuestro país. ¿Qué hacemos desde desarrollo? Apoyamos la apertura de nuevos grupos, visitamos las diferentes FOACs, realizamos talleres con temas de servicio, tenemos días de aprendizaje y el propósito es educar e informar al miembro que tenga el deseo de servir con dinámicas didácticas de aprendizaje, mejorando así la atmósfera de recuperación en el servicio.
Some of the actions that we take into the development of the fellowship is by supporting opening of new groups. We visit the different GSFs and we facilitate workshops on service topics. Furthermore, we include learning days. And the purpose of these learning days is to educate and inform the members who have a desire to be of service. We utilize didactical learning dynamics, thus to improve the atmosphere of recovery and service.
Como la actual delegada regional de Costa Rica, estoy presente en la medida de lo posible en las reuniones de FOAGES. Realizamos todos los jueves a las 6 p.m. de Costa Rica días de aprendizaje de nuestras 12 tradiciones y 12 conceptos de servicio para nuestros RCGs y miembros de la confraternidad. La asistencia y apoyo a los grupos de la región. Asistencia y compromiso a webinarios y talleres del Foro Zonal Latinoamericano y los servicios mundiales. Y la realización de talleres regionales.
As a regional delegate, part of my duties are attending to GSF's meeting as often as possible. We facilitate our 12 tradition and 12 service concepts learning days every Thursday at 6 p.m. for our GSRs and for members in the fellowship, assisting and supporting the new groups in the region, and attending and committing and committing to participate in LACF and NOS webinars and workshops, facilitating regional workshops.
Gracias por dejarme compartir. Para mí es un verdadero honor estar representando a Costa Rica y a Latinoamérica en este evento. Así lo hacemos en Costa Rica. Si en algo les podemos servir, por acá estamos. Muchas gracias. Soy Gaby.
I thank you all for allowing me to participate and share my vision as regional delegate of Costa Rica. If there is anything of service that I could provide, please just let me know. Thank you all.
Gracias, Gabby. Great job. Thank you so much. So next, we would like to hear from Jeff and Pete in El Paso, Texas, and they're going to share about the revitalization of PR services in their community. Over to you, gents.
I'm Jeff, I'm an addict. I want to thank Nick and the board for inviting us from El Paso PR to present. We have a few slides of some of the efforts that we've had recently, and I'm going to talk about the slides and some of the things that we've done in our committee, and Pete's going to give an overview afterwards. I was the past PR chair up until this past year, so I was serving during the pandemic predominantly for a two-year term. And during that time, it was challenging. Our committee had grown to about 15 to 20 members by late 2019. And then when the pandemic hit, we dropped to maybe three or four of us that were still. This first slide shows one of our health fairs that we were able to do in person recently once we came back from the pandemic. It gives you a good overview. We do have a banner that we had printed up for us that we take to events that has our helpline number, and we have other information. It is bilingual because we're a bilingual community on the border with Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico. If you'll advance the slide, please. These are some flyers. Back in late 2019, we had our first We All Are PR event after World came up with that theme for PR Week. Is an event that we had right before the pandemic and was very successful. And then we had a little brochure that went with it. So just wanted to show that. We did have a two-day event. We served breakfast and lunch. And so it had a lot of speakers that we featured. And it was important for us to use different languages on our flyer since we all are PR and it's a worldwide event. If you'll advance the slide, please. This was a sample of for Recovery Month. As we moved into the fall, we were virtual in 2020. So we were able to have an event online called Our Primary Purpose, and it was really service-based. So we had a little mini convention virtually, and all of our speakers were service-oriented speakers. And that was really a great way to pull us together. It was also a great way for us to meet people from other parts of our zone, the Western zone, and to have different contacts there for us later on. And there's just a picture of some of our members that have been involved in PR regularly at the table there. If you'll advance the slide, please. We also discovered, like, one of the earlier and clean virtually. And that's something that was new to us all, people finding their way to us through the platforms. And many of them had questions. One of them was, what is a home group? So we hosted a local virtual event called Finding and Participating in a Home Group so that we could explain that to people. And one of our local groups actually did a little role play activity where they greeted a newcomer and they invited them into their meeting. And it was all done virtually, which was kind of cool. And next to that, you have a copy of our virtual meeting schedule. And as part of PR, we made sure that we got out we had an actual committee in El Paso that helped host meetings online. And one thing that we did well is we coordinated our PR efforts with all the other subcommittees. We attended each other's meetings, whether it be the virtual committee or the phone lines or H&I, so that we were all on the same page. And we all kind of coordinated our efforts in trying to carry the message and fulfilling our primary purpose. If you'll advance the slide, please. This is a copy of a bus placard. One of our biggest outreaches in the past few years that started before the pandemic, but continued into this last fall, actually December, on our city buses. And it's a 3-month effort, and the buses we'll leave them up for 3 months at a time, and they have them posted in the buses. This one has our helpline and our new website that we created during the pandemic. We were able to create a local website for members to find meetings and to get information that's also linked to our region and to World Services as well. If you'll advance the slide, please. We did have a virtual convention in 2021. Our convention in 2020, our regional convention, was canceled due to the pandemic and not being able to gather. But in 2021, we held our regional convention virtually. And that's the theme, Plant the Seed for Recovery. And we were able to, it's a little setup of all the digital that was involved. We were able to do something similar to what you're doing here, where we live streamed our main speakers and workshops using the technology available to us today, which is awesome. If you'll advance the slide, please. This is just the header slide for presentations that we started, which is a PowerPoint that we have. And we started doing PR presentations virtually to different agencies in town. And so the heading was Narcotics Anonymous, a vital community resource. And we were able to provide local agencies with information about Narcotics Anonymous. If you'll advance the slide, please. Copy of our placards, which we've been distributing. We do have these bilingually printed, and we are has our website, and it has our helpline number. And these placards are, right now they're 9x12, so they're kind of a little bit bigger than a page. And we have them in a cardstock, and we're able to give them to different agencies and different places around town. And so we've really pushed to get these out to the public and post them. And then on the other side, you have a copy of a recent event we had for New Year's. We decided, based on an area inventory that we had in El Paso, that we needed to focus on service. And so we had our whole New Year's Eve activity, which is our biggest event, we did a whole panel of speakers that spoke on their experience being of service. And we even invited some speakers from our region and beyond for the January 1st morning presentation. So that was one way that we tried to get more people involved in service and let them hear how service had changed the lives of those who had been involved in service over the years. And I believe we're at the end of this. Yes. So Pete, I'm going to turn it over to you as our current PR chair.
Again, just want to thank Tim and Nick for, and everyone that's been involved in putting this on. Jeff's covered where we are right now. I think coming out of the pandemic, we've had to kind of rebuild our public relations subcommittee. And we do depend on other members outside of the committee to help us with different things that we have going on. You know, you've got to have a pretty strong core to begin with. You've got to have something to attract people to build consistency and continuity into the subcommittee itself. And in the past, we had had some problems where there would be gaps in service. And maybe we had some times where there were not, did not actually fill the post of public relations chairperson. And we've just tried to be more consistent. I think some of the other members have talked about the importance of carrying the projects and events that we're involved in over to the new leadership as it comes in, and just maintaining consistency there. I don't have a lot to add. I've been pretty much in awe of everyone who has shared and have been taking some notes and some wonderful ideas. So thank you very much for this and for the opportunity that we've had to participate in it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks, Jeff. Great job, Pete. I've been sitting here taking notes and feeling inspired myself, so I'm hearing you. Okay, so finally today, we're going to invite Donna and Charles from the We Do Recover virtual area in Chicagoland region to talk about how they've created an atmosphere of recovery in their service meetings. So over to you, Donna and Charles.
Thank you. My name is Donna, and I'm a recovering addict. I currently reside in the Chicagoland region of the United States. However, I'm a member of the We Do Recover online area that was created in honor of don't mind me, sorry. Our new virtual area, this area was created to be 100% virtual. So just this brief history before we get into the PowerPoint presentation. Three members from three different areas in our region decided to start Zoom meetings immediately when the pandemic began. And they got together and they just started having meetings every day, 7 days a week. And they started to have more meetings every day, like trainer so that people could show how to use the screen shares, things like Donna, of that nature.
Donna, I'm sorry, please.
Okay.
Just pause periodically. You can pause periodically. That would be helpful.
Okay. So we didn't want to keep on doing continual meetings every day without any development for how we could contribute to the service structure. So we were approached by our local region about how we wanted to handle that. At that point, we had a business meeting where we had a lot of service members come together and decide to form an area. So we decided to form. And at that time, we realized we had to create the service structure, the policy, the subcommittees, the service members, and so forth. So that is how we were created. And we are now on our second fiscal year of a virtual area, 100% virtual. And we are getting bigger every month. We now have 50 meetings a week on our area, and that includes several states in our nation that are involved in the service structure. We have service members from all over the nation. We're very proud of it and very privileged, and well, our service structure gets along and how smoothly our area is now functioning. So at this time, I'm going to let Charles take over the PowerPoint, and then I will contribute from there. Charles?
Thank you, Donna. Hello, everyone. My name is Charles G. I'm a grateful recovering addict from the Chicagoland region of NA. I live in Chicago itself, and I'm the co-chair of the We Do Recover online area. Our PowerPoint today is called Attracting Members to Service. Beginning ponderings. We cannot force NA members to be involved, but we can create a place where if they are involved, it is meaningful. Next slide. The atmosphere of service. We in NA talk about the atmosphere of recovery in our meetings, but we often forget to talk about an atmosphere of service in our work groups and committees. Our online area are using kindness as a way to promote an atmosphere of service in our service. Next slide. K is for keeping it short, sweet, simple. There's no need to go on and on or make things complicated. I is for include. Include everyone as much as possible. Don, would you like to add anything?
Yeah, at this point, I think it's already been shared a couple of times, which is a great practice. One thing about virtual that we thought we were limited on, however, we actually have more privilege. Newcomers can try their hand at service work much more quickly, and all they have to do is say, I want to be involved. And it doesn't have to be structured or limited. They can learn how to share screens, do readings, monitor the meeting, help us mute, unmute, things of that nature.
Thank you, Donna. Next slide. N is for nurture. Nurture the relationships needed for effective service between trusted servants, between service bodies, between the committee and those who used to be involved. For example, some of the things that I have tried is to ask random people on breaks how they are doing. When we have events, to invite the policy chair. And to always reach out to people that used to be in their committee and finding out how they are doing and how we can get them back involved. Next slide. D is for development. Training, mentorship, and encouragement. We are all volunteers. So I thank everyone for volunteering. Nobody is doing this, everybody's doing this for free. Okay. N is for necessary. Stay on task, take breaks. And when in doubt, I use the second concept and ask myself, am I contributing? Has it already been said? Have we already reached consensus? Next slide. E is for ego. Check it at the door. I like to make sure I am being the best trusted servant I can be. Other people will have to figure that out for themselves. But it is my responsibility to be the example. Is there anything you'd like to add, Donna?
Yeah. At this slide is very important as a reminder to all of us. Sometimes we have to be each other's pull up, no matter what service position we are in. With, for example, with Charles and myself. However, we can very much accent each other. We can give each other pull-ups when we feel the other one is stressed out or it's going too personal or whatever the case may be. Sometimes we just need to tell each other, take a break, take a pause, talk to our sponsors. So.
And we have emailed this presentation to the world and we'll be glad to share it. All right. S is for snacks. My most important personal one. I have snacks with me right now. Bring some for yourself. Bring some for others. This works in person and online. Like I said, I have snacks now and once extolled the virtues of tater tots. They are a great conversation starter, and people will attend things if there is food there.
Yeah, this is a really good example of a lot of times we spend our time back-to-back online meetings or subcommittees. So we'll often see each other in the next subcommittee like, hey, Did you bring anything to eat? What are you eating? What are you drinking? Are you sharing? Let's share with each other. You know, it's just a great conversation piece.
S is for survey. Take a risk and ask attendees about the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's a great way to find out what newcomers think. It's a good way to keep my ego in check. But I have found just asking people what they think to be the greatest way to find out any weakness in my presentations. Anything you'd like to add here, Donna?
Yeah. Never forget to always have the option to send it back to the service structure and give suggestions on how it can be reworked, because we have gotten a lot of great suggestions that way. We don't have everything down pat, black and white. There's no right or wrong. And we've had many members from other areas of the country give us a new perspective on things.
Our area heavily uses survey tools in our policy making and in our event planning. And our slide here is we put it all together into the word kindness. K is for keep. D is for development. N is for necessary. E is for ego. S is for snacks. And the S is for survey, the kindness system.
Yeah, this is a great program. Just to add one more thing to the survey part, this has gotten us very far in our area, because I was challenged to keep the area time to a minimum because of the time of day that we have area and the fact that we're serving the entire nation. So different time zones. It's not easy to keep it down. We have gotten it down to an hour and a half with the cooperation of policy and surveys. So those things are done in the interim and we just go over the final or changing in policy, et cetera. So it's been very nice.
All right. Closing ponderings. Everything in NA is a suggestion. If this kindness isn't working for you, why not create your own kindness? Thank you for listening to our presentation and enjoy yours.
Thank you.
Thank you both for a fabulous presentation and a huge thank you to all the panelists today. It's been brilliant. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the rest of the time today for questions for our panelists. And we will also invite you to share experience on your ideas of attracting members to service. So I'm going to move on to Jim O. Have you got a question, Jim?
Yes, I think it's for Charles and or Donna who just spoke.
Get ready, Charles and Donna.
The question, I'm talking about the issue of getting newcomers, meaning people with 30 days clean, 60 days clean, involved in service virtually by monitoring the room, attending the waiting room, putting people on mute. Our discussions where I'm at are that they need to be focused on the meeting. They don't need to be working. And my question is, has that issue come up in your discussion?
Yes, my name is Donna. Still an addict. We do try to put the newer members that have less than 90 days into the beginning and the end, like the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes, like when we're setting up or when we're letting people in, or we're doing just the readings, or the 10 minutes after where we're just doing greetings or so on, because I know exactly what you're saying. But I know when I was new to NA, and this seems to work for the most part for new people, is them having a job keeps them coming to the meetings. So just giving them a job to do is kind of like emptying the ashtrays, if that makes any sense.
Hi, my name is Charles. When I had 30 days, my sponsor in Beaufort, South Carolina made me a greeter. This was a way for me to get to know people and develop a relationship. That shaking of hands, because I was unwilling to hug in the beginning, and the having people asking me repeatedly how I was doing, put me in a position where I was bonding with the group. There were only 8 of us in SC at the time in that area, so we needed to keep it local. And so I found small positions for newer people, help them feel invested without being overwhelmed.
Wonderful, great questions and great answers. Thank you. Next, I'm going to call on Phil Kay from Hollywood. Phil.
Thank you. I have a question about virtual meetings. I go to 2 regularly still. Yeah, it is personality run, and they collect a fair amount of money, and they do not donate any to NOS. Give out books, they give out key tags, they give books to hospitals and institutions all over the world, from what I understand, but they don't donate to NOS.
Sorry, what was your question, Phil?
The question is about donating to NOS and donating to service structure, especially like the virtual area.
I see Donna nodding her head. Donna, do you want to answer that question, Donna?
Sure. My name's Donna, and I'm an addict still. That is a hot topic for us, and it is something that we have written into our policy. We are actually debating the percentages at this time. We were doing it where we were cutting it into thirds and donating a third to region, a third to the Midwest zonal region, and a third to world. But we do directly donate to world as well as our region. So it's a very good question.
The other group that I attend actually has a PayPal link to their area, actually to the region. My $5. I also have been donating to NOS every year, and I add $1 every year. So I'm now donating $27 a month to NOS. And I think that's, I saw that on one of the other Zoom things, and I said, I need to be doing that because A, I can afford it, and B,
That's great. Hi, my name is Charles. What we've done is we've made the area the example by the area announcing that we donate to the world, the Midwest Zonal Forum, and the region, and hoping that our example will be the attractor.
Great questions, and thanks for our panelists. Now, I've actually got a question from the Florida Region GSR Assembly. Are you guys equipped to come and ask your question? And a massive welcome. Fill in the love.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a grateful recovering addict. So my husband and I found recovery in a 7-night a week virtual meeting, 365 days a year, every day. We stuck in the state, and we have become a treasurer of GSR respectively.
So yeah, we stuck in the state, and our own outside meeting has been born of this virtual meeting. That began, in the midst of the whole, COVID pandemic. Now we're finding it difficult to have these, for to even find trusted servants, and then for those trusted servants to have that same consistency. You know, we get a lot of thank you, you're so enthusiastic, we love you guys, and you're so welcoming, and we just love you, and they'll call and text, but they don't want to show up to the group business meetings. So if anybody has any advice from a more established meeting, I'd be very grateful. Thank you. I'll keep coming back.
I'm going to invite any of our panelists to jump in on that one.
Alex, Cindy, I'll say that one of the principles that we kind of talk about is flexibility, and however anybody can participate, and whether that's just on your phone, whether it's on your computer, and broadening that example was, can you participate in your group content virtually as well as in person? And so people might increase their participation if they could participate virtually, not just in person. We do that at our area and region also.
That's a great answer. Thanks, Cindy. How was that, Florida?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Next, I'm going to ask Cece from Miami. Cece.
Good afternoon, family. My name is Cece, Grateful Recovering Addict. I also had the same question. How can we have more people do service?
Hi, my name is Charles, Grateful Recovering Addict.
Hey, Charles.
So I live in the reality where there's never going to be enough trusted servants for all our jobs. This is the first time I'd ever heard Anthony speak, and he said that at a Chicagoland regional
Charles, I'm sorry. Can you slow down, please, sir?
Certainly. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for reminding me. So we are always going to be short-staffed. So it will always be incumbent upon us as trusted servants to think creatively with what we have and to accept that we won't be able to do everything. So sometimes things are going to do that. I would rather win 1 out of 10 than lose 2 out of 100, as it said, as I use in our planning tool. So I pick smaller projects, I keep it short, I keep it simple, and I accept the fact that I'm in a fellowship full of addicts.
Excellent, great answer, and thanks for the question, Cece.
Could I also just add on? When we did the New Year's Eve survival through service, we made it really clear to have a variety of speakers that were in different clean time ages. We went from ones that had a year or two up to plus 20, 30 years of service, because I know it's important for people to see that they might relate to someone who has a certain amount of time and the type of service they've done and the lessons they've learned from it. So that was something that I think was helpful during that event.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeff. And I'm going to go to Mike C.
Hey, my name is Mike and I'm an addict. And I took notes from each one of the speakers today. One question for, I guess, Donna or Nick. It seems like everybody's going to them, but I'm part of a really large group that meets every day. And I'd like to, is there some way you can put in the chat maybe some information to somehow get that group into that area? So that, because I've had people question me about how do they get their vote on the car report? You know, how do they vote on those motions on these online groups? And I just wanted to throw that out there, but I think this was a terrific forum. Really, I got a lot from it. Thank you.
Excellent, thanks. And if someone can put that in the chat, did anyone from the panel want to talk to that as well?
Mike, could you put your email in there and we will reach out to you and confab a little bit more in depth?
I've got Wes next. Wes, Florida, I believe.
That's me. I'm an addict. My name's Wes.
Hey, Wes.
shout out to my Florida region and the area that I belong to, the Heartland area. I do appreciate this forum. I'm really grateful to see, you know, 250, 300 people on this forum looking for information. That really gives me some hope about our PR because, like other people have shared, you know, we've been kind of slow in getting started back up. I guess I have two questions. One is, how do we get those virtual groups involved in the service structure? And anybody can answer that. And the other one is, those members that are on here, are we investigating any possibility of getting new PSAs? We have created one ourselves for our area that we gave out to the TV stations and things, but we would like to find out if NAS has any update on that. Thank you.
Sure. We'll get back to you on that. Do you want to just ask your first question to the panelists again, please, Wes, just to help with the translators and everyone?
Yes, it was to how are we going to integrate the virtual meetings into the area meeting, into area? You know, I know they're on the meeting schedule, our meeting schedule, but, you know, that's as far as we've gotten.
I can share a little bit,
yeah,
if you'd like. Katie Addict, when all of the virtual meetings speed was picking up and people were asking, sorry, I'm speaking quickly. That's a New Jersey thing, by the way. We had a lot of people asking questions like this. Do we belong to an area? Do we belong to a region? One of the things that we found was that we, as a group, our members came from all over the world and all over the country. And so because I live in Florida, but I was one of the founders of the group. If we were to register the group in Florida, it would isolate some of the members that live in California, for example. It, you know, people were getting a little upset, you know, it would offend someone in some way. We couldn't please everyone in that way. We expressed ourselves as a group of the world. And that's what we as a group decided to do, that we didn't necessarily connect to a specific area. If we decided to do our donations would go directly to World Services because we felt that we were part of a greater world body than necessarily attached to a specific area. So that was the thing, just through trial and error, that we found that it didn't go smoothly that way. So I hope that is just a little bit of perspective. We did list our group on virtual-na.org. People can find the groups that way as well, not necessarily through an area. There's other apps and tools to find meetings that they don't necessarily have to connect. But that's just what we did for our meeting. But every group is autonomous, obviously. So
thank you so much, Katie.
Yeah.
Now, Wes, I'm going to ask your second question, but just for the translators and everyone, could you just re-ask that, please?
I was just asking if anybody that is involved in NAS knows any information about anything about the public service announcement videos that we have or very outdated. We would like to see if the world is interested or if there's any talk of updating the ones we have at that level.
Thanks for asking that, Wes. So currently, if you go to our NA library at na.org, the local resources, there's a collection of PSAs there. And further to that, without getting right into it now, you can, I would send us an email, a specific email on what you want to do, what you want to see, any sort of collaboration, anything like that, worldboard@na.org. And I'm going to have time for one more question. So, and thanks for that, Wes. So anyone I didn't get to, can you please do that? Send us an email at worldboard@na.org. Joseph, would you like to ask a question, please?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My name is Joseph and I'm Alec. I'm from a Marathon's Arabic World Services and a Zoom. We are surviving 2,000 people just only by Zoom and all the Mid East. And we're celebrating the 26th of March, 2 years of the miracles. What is happening after the pandemic, and we still survive. I'm asking only the World Service just only to help us, because we don't have more experience. And then the World Service, all what they have, I think so in Europe, and we don't have anything in the Middle East. And we are only countries where we survive 24 hours. Excuse me about my English, but this is only one of the things what I can explain to you. And we survive more than what we do. We work, we serve. I am a vice president of the secretary of the marathons. And we have, what do? We need to survive from you guys. We need help from you. That's what we need, support and help. How to can keep continues and to keep bring the addict who still survive, still suffering. Thank you for everyone. And we are, you are all of you invited to our celebrations, anniversary of the 2000, 2 years for this miracle. Thank you.
Matching your English was just fine. Thank you. And again, I have a few thank yous to, again, thank you to all our panelists and thank you to those people that contributed with questions after it. The translators, you are legends in Narcotics Anonymous. We are so grateful for your service. And I want to give a massive shout out to our staff at NA World Services who have steered this ship through this pandemic. They have copped a lot of hard adversity, and you know what's going on there, and they've just worked harder and harder. So thank you to our staff. That's what makes all this possible, and makes me look probably a little bit better than I am. So thank you. Could we go out with the moment silence and the third step prayer? Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Take my will and my life, guide me in my recovery, show me how to live.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone. Great job.
Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tim.